Hello, and welcome to a bonus episode from Pink Jeans Productions. I'm Brittany High.
My name is Rob Schulte.
Hey, Rob, how's it going?
Pretty good. I just adopted a dog. So
that's amazing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, his name is Elvis, and he has entered the building.
That's never gonna get old.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna leave now.
No, I meant for you.
Oh, okay.
Speaking of you, is there not anything else that you would want to tell me?
I'm really excited that we're recording new episodes of the TV show. I started Vanderpump Robs. I got some pretty cool guests on that show.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You have like another podcast or something?
Yeah, it's been great.
I talked
to Peter Madrigal and Danica Dow.
Really?
Yeah. You watch Vanderpump Rules, don't you?
I do. Yeah. Very familiar with the show. I've actually been to Stassi Schroeder's house. So.
Wow.
One might call me integrated. I've been to Sir. I've been to Tom Tom. I've been to Pump. I've been to Villa Blanca.
Holy shit. I haven't even been there.
Yeah.
And I haven't done a lot of the things you just said.
Yeah, so that's really interesting. Someone might say it was interesting that you would go and like have a whole separate podcast that by yourself.
I thought it was a clever title, Vanderpump Robs.
Yeah, it kind of rolls off the tongue. I'll give you that.
Do you think that I'm sorry. I get it.
No, you're not.
I know.
It did
cross my mind, but the name was too good.
It is. It's really good.
Okay, here, officially, Brittany, will you come on the reunion episodes with me? Will you do that?
Are you only saying this because I'm giving you a hard time in a public way?
Can it be half that and half I want you on it?
Yeah, it could be both. They're not mutually exclusive.
Well, I just feel like if you ever wanted to do your, like, Transformers podcast, because you're such a huge fan of Transformers, that, like...
Right.
You could do that, right?
Oh, so you're giving me permission? Because last time I tried to make my own podcast, like, you put the kibosh on
what?
That.
This is a lie! No! This is a lie!
As if this isn't all a lie. I've been supporting you 1,000%
since
the beginning.
I know you
tell them the truth. If we're going to bring the truth out into open, tell them everything. Tell them how I appreciated every aspect of the production.
You really did. In fact,
I was the first person to leave a review.
You were. And you were like, Rob, you are in town and we are about to be locked down. You need to get photos taken of you near the dumpster at Sir. We're going now.
That's right. I took a picture of you at the dumpsters at Sir in support of you doing this podcast.
And then you said, get on a flight. You're leaving this town.
Please leave before you get quarantined at my house. We were in mutual agreement of that. We want our friendship to last.
Absolutely. I hate friendships that don't last unless the other person sucks.
Burn in hell. So tell us what's coming up on the next season, the first season, the debut season of Vanderpump Robs.
Okay, so I'm going through every episode, reviewing them, starting with season one. And then when I have the bandwidth, I do a bonus episode that week where I just like talk to someone who's either like a super fan or like maybe a cast member. Like I got Peter Madrigal on. I interviewed Danica, like I said. And I'm getting a good response, Britt. I'm getting a pretty good response, but I think I'm going to get a better response once you and I can just dish on the reunion like we were talking about.
Dish, girl.
You know that we like to dish. I like to fill my dish.
Verbally obligated. You don't have a choice. You have to do it now.
Oh my God. Previous to this recording, I was talking on Instagram Live with a cast member of Vanderpump Rules, the reality TV show. Do you know what he said? This is going to blow your mind.
I wasn't there.
I know, but you're going to be there. Get ready. He said,
okay,
when I come to LA next, he wants to do an in-person interview.
What?
And you have to be there, Brittany. At Sir.
Well, of course I will.
Yes.
Of course.
You have to be a part of it. You ask better questions than me.
Well, why? How?
Do a voice like a falling cat.
Meow.
Where's Graham?
Where is he? He's at his house with his beautiful dog.
Both of them are beautiful.
Well, one's just objectively more beautiful.
That is 100% true.
But here we are, back to comparing dogs. Who have we become? Quarantine has changed me. Highlights. Well, no, there's no highlights to this. But can you tell me one way, unique way, you've passed the time during this time?
In the interview I did with Peter Madrigal, he taught me how to make an avocado margarita, if you can believe it. Have you ever had that? I've never had that. Apparently, they're a big thing in California.
Well, I feel like you're bringing up a really sore spot, because when Peter posted how to make a pita-rita on Instagram, I texted you and I said, oh my God, pita-rita, next time you're here, we're going to have one. A couple days later, you texted me a picture and said, I'm having a pita-rita currently.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a bad friend. I just have to pass the time.
You have to pass the time.
Brittany, how are you passing the time?
I'm not. I'm slowly going crazy.
Where's your crazy at now? What was the crazy before? And where do you fear the crazy might go?
Okay. Some timetables. Day one, I named all my fingernails.
Oh,
I thought that was as bad as you could go. But then, last week, my boyfriend called me into the next room, and I came into the next room because I didn't have anything else to do. And he was just pointing at our dog drinking water. And he was like, look, he looks so cute. And I was like, he really does. And we just stood there watching him drinking water. It was so cute. You have to believe me.
I do believe you. Brittany.
What?
I am excited for TV show season 3.
I am as well. But let us allow this to be about Vanderpump Rops.
Okay.
Because I am a bigger person. I'm like 6 feet tall. Nobody even knows this about me, how tall I am. I'm actually a very tall person. I'm obviously going to be a bigger person about this. We don't have to talk about me all of the time. Just most of the time.
I just felt like I was talking about me the whole time with the VPR.
We're talking about Vanderpump Robs. You can find it anywhere you listen to podcasts. I thought we were going to say that together.
Sorry, two podcasts. I thought we were going to say that together.
No, that was really good because we were back and forth.
I'm going to edit it. And no, I'm going to let it fly.
No, edit it.
Okay.
Edit.
Yes, Vanderpump Robs can be found wherever you like to listen to podcasts. It's also a Pink Jeans podcast, so you can use that hashtag Pink Jeans. I'm really happy I'm doing this. This is something I needed to do. I was hypnotized by the television.
You really didn't have a choice.
No, I didn't. And you know what? When the muse speaks to you about making a podcast about reality TV, you just follow it as far as you can.
It's so true. Put that on your tombstone.
It's already on there.
Oh! Have a pita-rita on me.
I will, and I'm going to send you a photo.
Wait, Rob? Is that who we're talking about?
Yeah.